Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. A little extended weekend here. Here we are at 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app, which you can download anywhere you get your apps from your app store, your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. Look for the Odyssey app, a big orange background with a white A. Download it. Look for WILK News Radio, and that's it. You're done. Works seamlessly with your CarPlay. You can get us anywhere in the nation on that app. Or traveling around, you can get over 180 stations from the Odyssey Network. You can also catch us anywhere your favorite podcast. Just search The Rob O'Donnell Show, and we are there. And your smart speakers, just ask those little suckers to play WILK News Radio, and it will play us live. Hopefully everybody's well rested. That extra day, it surely makes a difference. It sure. Listen, there's something to about the changes to make a 4-day work week. And listen, I'm fine with 10-hour days if it's a 4-day weekend. Oh, it's we need to focus a little bit more on not only production and making a living, but our peace of mind as well. Listen, I've learned firsthand where you are at in life as far as mentally and feeling okay is a lot more important than a lot of other things, and that includes money. Money's nice, don't get me wrong, but it is truly not everything. And once you realize that, once you accept that, once you've put that as your priority, that your family, your well-being, your health, everything comes first. And everything else is just a job, and there are jobs everywhere. So if someone thinks they have something over your head like a job, they don't. Listen, all they have is the job. You hold all the cards for your life, and you can sure as much find a job at equal, if not greater, pay, and the statistics show that people who leave their job for better environment usually do make more. Those cards are in your hands. And again, a job's not everything. It's nice. Don't get me wrong. Working in a nice place is nice, but your peace of mind goes farther than anything, and that stuck with you for the rest of your life. So work on that first. Everything else is cursory. Nice weekend this weekend. Went out with friends to Regnacci's in Dunmore. The food there is just phenomenal. The crew there is unbelievable. It's just a great time. The missus and I went out there with some friends, and it's just a good place to be. It's a good place to enjoy a nice meal out, which is usually more than you can handle between the salad bar, the soup, the meal. Listen, I ate the meal. It took me 2 days to eat the meal. I got one of their specials, the triple parmigiana. It was eggplant, meatball, and chicken parm. Chicken parm's usually my go-to when I go there. I should try more things, but I love my chicken parm, and it's phenomenal at Regnacci's. They do a great job there. But the meatballs, the eggplant, everything was on point. And I was only able to eat half of it, brought the rest home, and had that for dinner the next day. So wife had the crab cake Mona Lisa, which was crab cakes, shrimp and scallops with cream tomato sauce, and she said it was just unbelievable. So again, just another night out, and if you've never been to Regnacci's, check it out in Dunmore. It's just a phenomenal place to be. There's always, a line to go in, but it moves quick, so you're never there, and the bar's there for a drink. Just a good place to go. So I say check it out the next time if you've never been there. Most people, when I posted something about it, a lot of people have been there and said how great it is as well. You can't go wrong. Can't go wrong there. Hopefully you did something nice. And again, just a restful day. Watched a lot of football. I posted last night that there should be some sort of federal law about having championship sports events on weekdays. And I truly believe that should be the case, because a Monday night is no place to have a championship game where you need to be up late to watch it. I made it to about 2 minutes into the third quarter, and that was it for me. I'm lights out at 10. We came a little bit past that to watch a little bit of the third quarter, and that was it. Woke up at 5:30 this morning to see the final score. Congratulations, Indiana. We're going to talk about a little bit about that later, because there's just phenomenal stories out of that. What was unusual, that it was held in Miami, in Miami's home turf, and I think the crowd from Indiana was bigger. I understand playoff games like this are a different kind of ticket sales, but you would think their home their home turf would have came out more. Indiana's traveled well, and that's just a case for a lot of teams, so it was nice to see that. It was just a phenomenal game. Great game. If you missed it, definitely check the replay of it, because it was just a pure, good fight to win football. There were a couple minor things, but mostly after the game, but other than that, it was just a good game to watch for the two-minute quarters that I watched. So hopefully you... if it's your thing, we stayed up to watch it. Not me. Sorry. There's little things that make me stay up past my bedtime, and that was not one of them. So last week, we talked about how in Luzerne County, you know, the county council changed hands to a Democrat majority, and there's one of the first priorities one of the council members has is an anti-discrimination bill. That we kind of touched on, to where it throws in all the they-thems and perceive this and allege this on top of what's already protected under state and federal law. And once you start protecting people's perceptions of who they are and what they are and how they should be protected, you're asking for trouble. But that's what happens, and there's the priority from a Democrat leadership when they take a majority. In Virginia, we're seeing what is a blueprint, and I highly caution that in places like here. New Jersey, I think, is going to see a little bit of it. They've already – now the governor just got sworn in yesterday or this weekend, but they've already introduced just crazy legislation, and I don't like – to say the R word, so I will use ridiculous, but they have gone full ridiculous in Virginia. Democrats in Virginia have introduced a bill to eliminate mandatory minimum sentences for rape, manslaughter, assaulting a law enforcement officer, possession and distribution of child pornography, and all repeat violent felonies. This is what you get when you give Democrats control of the governor and both houses. They could pretty much pass whatever they want in Virginia, and they've gone on some crazy things here. How do you justify eliminating the mandatory minimum sentence for rape, manslaughter, assaulting police officers? Although I'm against it, and I think there should be mandatory minimums, because you open up the door by taking that away to people who just freely assault them, and we're seeing that now, even with mandatory minimums. Possession and distribution of child pornography. I mean, how do you justify eliminating the mandatory minimum sentences on that? Where under certain circumstances, if a judge, and we've seen our activist judges out there, decide, hey, this person's convicted of rape, this person's convicted of manslaughter, I know the jury found them guilty, I really don't believe that they should be punished too harshly, let's give them 2 years probation. And we've seen stuff like that. So it's one of those things you just shake your head. But then you go through the list, and immediately what the governor did is stop all cooperation throughout the state with federal ICE officials, an agreement that was signed into executive order by former governor, Governor Youngkin. But here are a couple of the other things. And again, these are their priorities. It's not to fix problems. It's to create more problems for you. So here's just a few of the bills that they've introduced already. A new 4.3% sales tax on Uber Eats, Amazon, and deliveries. Listen, I'm not from the generation that does Uber Eats. Amazon, I think we all order from, but deliveries. Most places don't deliver to my house. We've never gotten a food delivery to my house. Amazon obviously comes, but they're going to put a 4.3% sales tax on Uber Eats, Amazon, and deliveries. Who is that hurting? It's hurting their economy. It's hurting the drivers for these delivery services. And it's hurting, you know, Uber Eats. You know, your single mother is home with two kids, can't get out to the store and wants to get something to eat or have diapers delivered or something like that. You know, they use that all the time. I know families who use that all the time in that situation. A next one, a new sales tax on admissions to a wide variety of businesses. what that wide variety of businesses is, we'll see. But it's admissions. So is that amusement parks? Is that, you know, what could that be? Create two new higher tax brackets out of 8 and 10% of the people making over $600,000. And a new 10% tax bracket for anybody making over $1 million. Okay, taxing your rich, tax, and that's not even rich. You're making $600,000 in some places in Virginia. You're middle income. Taking 10% away from someone who's making over $1 million, they are going to move out of your state. So keep up stuff like that. It's really not going to, it's been proven to hurt your economy. It's been proven that these people will just go elsewhere. 3.8% investment tax on top of state income tax. A 3.8% investment tax. So everything to save for your future, get into your 401k, get into your IRA, you know, 529 plans, do 3.8% investment tax on top of your state income. So, yeah, you're trying to save money. You're trying to make a better future for yourself to where you're not struggling. You're not going Social Security check to Social Security check. No, we're going to hit you up front here. They're looking to raise the hotel tax, a new personal property tax on landscaping equipment. Get this one. And again, I have family who have done this. They went out and bought themselves an electric lawnmower, battery-operated lawnmower, an electric trimmer, electric blower, electric weed whacker. They make real nice systems now. I mean, I even have them for my house for the small things where I don't pull out the gas stuff for because, you know, it's just easier. It's convenient because all my tools work on the same batteries. What they're going to do is tax you. A possession tax for having battery-operated landscaping equipment. They already charge a possession tax and things, and it's hard for us to grasp it here in Pennsylvania. But if you buy a new car, every year you have to pay a possession tax. Now it's the price comes down as the value of that car comes down, but every year you're paying a tax on your possessions, on the vehicles you own. If you have a gas lawnmower, you're paying a possession tax on that. Well, now they're extending that to landscaping equipment that use battery. They are looking to ban gas-powered leaf blowers, guarantee illegal alien-free education. These are all bills that have already been submitted. Extend the time absentee ballots can be received after election day to 3 days. Make it illegal to approach somebody at an abortion clinic. How about make it illegal to approach someone attending church? That's not on there. I wonder why. Allow people to cast their vote electronically through the internet. Expand ranked choice voting. Extend the deadline for ballot curing to 1 week after the election day. Redact the addresses of political candidates from FOIAs. Add Virginia to the National Popular Vote Compact for presidential election. Make it illegal to hand count ballots. $500 sales tax on firearm suppressors. Assault weapons and large capacity magazine ban. 11% sales tax on all firearms and ammunition. That's already been found illegal by the Supreme Court, so let's see you hold that one up. Prohibit outdoor shooting of a firearm on less than 5 acres of land. So if you own 5 acres of land or less, you are no longer able to use your firearm on your property. Ban the arrest of illegal aliens in courthouses. Remove mandatory minimum sentences. Allow localities to install speed cameras. Replace Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day. This is some of the laws. Again, this is their priorities, people. It's not to make life more affordable. It's not to help healthcare. It's not to shore up their health system. It's this. These are their priorities that they throw out there when they take control. Just so you can see what's coming down the road. It's just makes you shake your head. Before we go to break, it's 3:22 here. Let me tell you about my friends at Applewood Farms. I was there this weekend to stock up on some stuff, and my wife got their Greek yogurt that's just unbelievable. She says the best Greek yogurt she's ever had. And that's saying a lot because she does eat a lot of Greek yogurt. I even got some of the tallow skin cream for myself that I use on my arms, my dry skin, and my beard. And it's just phenomenal. as long as the meat. You know, we got some strip steaks, we got some sirloin steaks, we got some minute steaks, we got some hamburger meat, some beef sticks. You know, the essentials that every house needs, right? What they're also doing is Applewood Farm offers quarter, half, and whole steers, as well as half and full hogs as well. It's a great option for families who want to stock up throughout the year, get more of the same high-quality product you love with a more cost-effective price. When I had all the kids at home, I used to get a half a cow, a half a steer in the spring, and a whole pig in the fall. And it was great. It did us for the entire year as far as meat went, as far as beef and pork went. This is an option. And you know what? If it's just the two of you, if you get your whole family on it, get your kids in on it, stock up, split it up. You can decide what cuts of meat you want, and it is a more affordable price. You got to stop in the market in Scott Township. They just got so much in there. Every time we're in there, we get lost kind of wandering around. My wife even got herself the fresh ice cream when we were there as well. You could check them out online at applewoodfarmpa.com. That's applewoodfarmpa.com. But I highly recommend you look at them on Facebook, Applewood Farm, the Nogans. See when they're open. Head over there and talk to them. I mean, if you're looking to get a quarter, half, or a whole steer, this is the place you want to get it at. And again, it's applewoodfarmpa.com. We'll be back. First day of the week, and Jake's trying to get me to F stuff up already. Come on there, buddy. Let's ease into this. It's been a long weekend. A lot of wings in football. So welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. A lot of data center talk continuing from our area. Dixon City is holding a second hearing on data center legislation today. It's one of the reasons I'm bringing it up to you. Borough officials will listen to testimony today at 5:30. At the Borough Building, 901 Enterprise Street, as council considers proposing zoning amendments to regulate data centers by making them special exemptions in the town's light manufacturing zoning districts. According to public notices published on December 11th and December 26th, the hearing comes after a local data center developer applied with the borough to build four data centers along an undeveloped land above Business Route 6, spanning from the Blakely border to near the residential housing on Bell Mountain towards the Scranton border behind the former Kmart. That project would require zoning relief because the proposed data centers are in a more restrictive residential open space zone. But council vice president said that the borough has not received an official submission for that relief, so it will not be up for consideration on Tuesday. Dixon City Development LLC filed a certificate of organization with the Pennsylvania Department of State on November 27th using the address of 99 Power Boulevard in Archibald, which is a business addressed to Krieger Construction, Inc., and is affiliated NEPA Concrete and Asphalt Plant. The president of Krieger is involved with two data center projects in Archibald along the Einen-German Road, and was the co-developer in a proposal to build a data center campus in Blakely, though the application was subsequently withdrawn. So if you are of interest to this, and I think a lot of people are, people from not even in the townships have been going to these meetings, 5:30 tonight at the Dixon City Borough Building, 901 Enterprise Street, they will be having some testimony. But, you know, there was a lot other. Jessup denies Breaker Street Data Center. Dixon City, as we said, hold the a hearing on a data center tonight. Wildcat Ridge Data Center in Archibald to use huge amounts of power and water. So, you know, this is a big talking point. And unless we get everyone involved, unless these things are put or and specifically zoned for areas do not affect people's quality of life. And again, then you have the power and water issues. They need to be ironed out. And this, if this was done open and transparently with the public input and everything was laid on the table from, hey, we're using recirculated cooling systems. This is how we're going to get our power from. We're providing some of our power, which I think they should. We're investing in local infrastructure so that doesn't fall on the residents. We are putting a bond up just in case this thing goes south 10 years from now that the township and county can deconstruct what's being built here and bring it back to a usable habitat, be it another warehouse or be it open land. That's not what's not being done here. This is getting done by divide and conquer. Let's look for the most vulnerable townships. Let's see what we can put where. Where can we get the cheapest land? And again, this deserves more planning. It deserves more transparency to the public. This could be a good thing for our area if it's done right. And anytime there's the slightest bit of secrecy, anytime there's the slightest bit of, hey, there's too many people at this meeting, let's go into executive session and reschedule the meeting, that just can't happen because you just increase your speculation. You just increase the suspicion tenfold. I really wish the county and all the townships would get together and say, hey, we're working as an entire Northeast Pennsylvania region now. Any data center that wants to come in here, sit down and lay it all on the table. Let's see how we can make this work. Let's see if we can increase the tax base for the townships, the school districts, the county. Let's make sure we're not infringing on people's rights as far as homeowners and their largest investment in their life, their homes. Their quality of life is not being diminished. And, you know, put your information on the dotted line. How many jobs are you going to provide? What's the timeline for those jobs? Once it's complete and built, what's the job numbers going to be like? Where's your increased investment in our area after the fact this thing is built? These things need to be discussed like that. We have places right near us, Virginia, Loudoun County, where this has been done. They learn the good, they learn the bad, and we could still find out the unknowns that they're still working on from us. The mere fact that that's not at the forefront of this, and it's pretty much, let's see how we can scatter everything around and make individual, okay, this township seems to have too much pushback. Let's move over to this township. Oh, this township doesn't have a zoning ordinance. That's perfect for us to come in and do what we want in. We need to get it together here as a region, and I think everyone needs to work together with it. But tonight at Dixon City, there's another meeting on that, so if it's in your wheelhouse, you should show up. It's 3:32 here at WILK. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Coming up on 3:39, 18 degrees outside. Ooh, it was windy last night. 4 degrees this morning when I woke up at 5:30. Oh, it's that time of year where we're like, enough already. I did see someone post it's 40 days till spring. Is that true? I don't know. Sounds about right, though. Sounds about right. Luzerne County Councilman John Lombardo is considering another campaign for the 118th State House District. I'm giving it some consideration, but I'm not 100% sure if I'm going to do it, Lombardo. A Republican from Pittston said on Friday, State Representative Jim Haddock is the 118th Democrat in Pittston Township. He's represented the district since 2022. Lombardo said, my phone has been lighting up significantly since Lackawanna County Commissioner Chermack, a Republican from Dalton, decided this month he wasn't going to run for the 118th district seat. Listen, the more options voters have, the better. And with things going on and priorities that we've been seeing, especially at the Luzerne County Council level, maybe it's a good move for John Lombardo. I support him absolutely in feeling this out to see what he wants to do, and only he can make that final decision. But yeah, I do think keeping politicians honest and challenging them are a good thing. So all the best to John Lombardo, Councilman John Lombardo, and if he does choose to do this, and hopefully when he makes that announcement, you know, we're part of that conversation here at WILK News Radio. It's coming up on 4:41. Let me tell you about my friends over at the Good Feet store, located right here in Scranton on the corner of Route 6 in Commerce Boulevard, Dixon City for some of us. Across from the Olive Garden, they make it easier than ever to feel your best. I've had my Good Feet art supports in my shoes now for over 2 years. And I cannot say enough when people say, you know, why do you talk about them so much? Well, it's the first time in 2 years I haven't had to have medical intervention. You know, I was just looking back now. It was 3 years ago that I had my – just over 3 years ago I had my nerve ablation, which tremendously helped. But those nerves grow back, and I'm starting to feel it. And if I don't wear my Good Feet art supports, I know about it in just a day. And it usually takes up to a week for it to get back to normal. That's how good they work for me. So you can say goodbye to foot pain and hello to personalized comfort with the Goodfeet Arch Supports. There's no waiting. The arch supports are immediately available, so you can experience the difference today with a free test walk. Best part, they're proudly made here in the U.S., so you could check them out at 1945 Commerce Boulevard in Dixon City. Call them at 570-534-0980. Check them out online at goodfeet.com, because you're not going anywhere without Goodfeet. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show. It is 345, 17 degrees on this Tuesday, January 20th, 2026. The Department of Justice has issued grand jury subpoenas to the governor's office, usually means the governor, the mayor, Mayor Fry of Minnesota, and the attorney general for possible rhetoric tied to the increase in attacks and obstruction of ICE agents in that state. I just had a friend of mine who is a Minneapolis law enforcement ask me, if I thought that there was going to be any arrests here. I find it highly unlikely, but I'm glad this step was taken. I've said all along, I don't want to hear attorney generals. I don't want to hear the Department of Justice. I don't want to hear federal prosecutors saying, we're investigating such and such. We're investigating such and such. We're looking into the fraud here. We're looking into this there. If you have the evidence that crime was committed, go to a grand jury. It's a secret proceeding. Get an indictment and arrest people. And I feel exactly the same way here. Quite honestly, I think they have a better case with the fraud than they do in this. But, there were lines crossed. There are lines being crossed. And we see it on our TV each and every day. And the rhetoric that they're posting telling people to do this, is a conspiracy to obstruct. That's exactly what it is. And if there's funding behind it, if there's an organization paying for this, and it just gets worse. We've seen that one of the individuals who invaded the church in Minneapolis was the same one that was harassing the National Guard soldiers in Washington, D.C. So he's been in Washington, D.C. every day harassing and filming himself. This is that farmer guy, the big tall guy with the dark beard. And he got mad last night because independent journalists were following him when he was out drinking and drunk, admitting that he had a bunch of drinks, but he's a free American citizen. He can drink what he wants. Then asked, why are you guys following me? Well, because we can. It's free America, just like you said. So it's interesting that he's upset that they're following him. But he's harassed National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. for the past couple of weeks. Now he's in Minnesota invading churches. We're going to talk about the church story in a little bit. But let the Department of Justice, let the grand jury do their job. I don't want to hear about it until there's an indictment from a grand jury. Then make the arrests and then send it to trial. I'm tired of the nonsense and the threats of we're investigating this, we're investigating that, we're looking into... No. If you have evidence that a crime was committed, bring it to a grand jury, get an indictment and arrest people and let that speak for itself. It's as simple as that. And it truly is as simple as that. I did see this story and I immediately thought of this. The Palisades Center Mall is headed to an auction block after years of financial struggle. This is a 2.2 million square foot mega mall in Rockland County, one of the biggest malls in America. Why not make that into a data center? I mean, we got a couple of half empty or mostly vacant malls in our area, too. Why not make them into data centers? You could take some of the parking lot. You don't need such a large parking lot, which these malls have. Expand the footprint of the buildings and make those into data centers. Why not? So, again, this is one of the largest malls in America, 2.2 million square feet in Rockland County, probably an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours from us. Put the data center there. Right? It was once bustling retail hub. It's been target for foreclosure for nearly 3 years because of more than $418 million in unpaid debt that have hung over the property owners since 2016. Well, make a deal with the data centers to pay off your debt, reconstruct the buildings to fit your needs, put in whatever you need to put in, and turn that into a data center. Why are you looking at farmland here in rural America when you have opportunities like that? I guess we shall never know, right? But it's the first thing I thought of, you know, when I had the state rep and the individual in yesterday. Why aren't we building 60-story skyscrapers in lower Manhattan that could be data centers? You have two rivers right there, cooling, power. You got everything. You could use the residual heat to help heat buildings down there in a lower-income housing. There are plenty of housing projects in lower Manhattan. You'd be surprised. But again, we're not talking about that. We're talking about putting them next to our home developments here in rural America as we put power lines everywhere. It's 3:50, time for the Bloomberg Money Minute. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 3:54, 18 degrees on this Tuesday, January 20th. A bunch of text messages come in. Wyoming Valley Mall seems to have enough problems just getting power to its lights, let alone servers. LOL. You may be onto something there. Obviously, that would have to be shored up. Joe from Trips Park. Rob, would it be out of reach to require data centers to operate mostly off-grid with closed-loop cooling and clean, green energy they say works great? You would think, right? The thing is, in order to get the contract to run these data centers, you have to guarantee your... customer, be it Amazon, Microsoft, whoever that is, 99.95% reliability. 99.95% reliability, which means regardless of power, ecological disasters, whatever that system may be, you're going to be up and running. That's why they have these huge tractor-trailer-sized diesel generators. That's why they require so much cooling and power. That's why they are so large, because they have redundant systems to operate. I don't know anywhere else where they guarantee 99.95% reliability. But that's one of the things there, which I would think that would be one of the reasons that they would not go for solely clean, green energy. Have them build their own power plants, both at the state level, Governor Josh Shapiro has talked about it, and at the federal level, this administration has talked about fast-tracking them building their own power generators. So haven't seen any plans with that on any of the data centers that we've seen for our area, but we're going to have to do something. As it is, one of the things Virginia did was rejoin REGI, the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. It's interesting because Virginia now gets a good majority of its power from us, Pennsylvania. Yeah, they do. Somebody says that data centers open up routes for political money laundering and corruption. That was the synopsis of that text there. Yeah, maybe. That's why it needs to be done open and transparently with everyone at the table and involved. Lackawanna County is seeking applicants for boards, commissions, and authorities, I believe up to 60 seats on county boards. Authorities, commissions are vacant or held by members with expiring terms. Incumbents with expired terms will be asked to submit letters of interest if they wish to retain their seats. New applicants could submit a resume and a letter of interest to the Deputy Chief of Staff at the Lackawanna County Government Center. They have two seats on the Area Agency on Aging Council, two seats there. Assessment Board has three seats. Behavioral Health and Intellectual Disabilities Early Intervention Advisory Board has three seats. The Conservation District has one seat. The County Fair and Recreation Authority has four seats. Disability Action Committee has five seats. Drug and Alcohol Advisory Council has five seats. Film and Multimedia Commission has one seat. Health and Welfare Authority has one seat. The Heritage Valley Authority has one seat. The Housing Authority has two. Industrial Development Authority has three open seats. The Land Bank has two open seats. The Library Board has three. The Literacy Committee has six. I guess no one in the county wants people to read. Office of Youth and Family Services Advisory Board has five. The Performance Arts and Center of Performing Arts Center Authority has one. Regional Planning Commission has three. Redevelopment Authority has two. The River Basin Sewer Authority has three. The Stadium Authority has one. The Visitors Bureau has two. And the Workforce Development Board has eight. So if you're looking to serve and you have any expertise in any of the areas that I've just read, and if you wish to serve the county and its citizens, then, again, you could put in your letter of interest and resume to Tracy Hart, Deputy Chief of Staff, Lackawanna County Government Center, 6th floor, 123 Wyoming Avenue in Scranton. Or you could drop it off. Commissioner Chris Chermak added, county boards and authorities play an important role in how we government serves the public, and we are encouraging residents who want to make a difference to apply where their experience and perspective can be most valuable. And again, a whole area of that you can help. There's surely people, and I think you have a good mix of county leadership now. I think we're going to see county leadership this year take a new, better direction for all residents, not just people serving their residents. That was made perfectly clear that people are interested in only serving who voted for them, not everyone in Lackawanna County, which, you know, is wrong. If you're elected, I don't care who you were elected by, you serve all the residents of Lackawanna County. If you're not interested in doing that, well, then you shouldn't be interested in doing your job because you're not doing your job. Once you're elected, your job is to serve all the people. So if you're looking to join one of those boards, have at it. It's 4 o'clock here at WILK.